Hello, citizens. Angela here. I want to talk about walking in the Spirit. You hear this a lot as a Christian. In Galatians 5:16, we read, "Live by the Spirit. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." The word walk reminds us of a daily life with our fellow man. The Christian in his walk and conversation must follow the leading of the Spirit and walk by the Spirit. When walking by the Spirit, we will be the sign of a spiritual man who serves God in the Spirit and does not trust in his flesh. So, if you want to have a conversation with God, you need to be walking in the Spirit. And that is basically, you sit down and you pray, and when you commune with God, God gives us a Spirit to be in us, and you can talk to him all day long. We need him in the midst of our daily work because the world has so much power to lead us away from God. We need to pray to the Father every morning for a fresh pouring of his Spirit. In Acts 5, he talks about, he gives that church, the new Spirit-filled church, he fills them in chapter 2. And then again in chapter 4, he fills them again. And why does he fill them? Because we're leaky. We're leaky because our flesh rules us. During the course of the day, our spirit is with us, but we need to be filled continually with the Holy Spirit. And Paul wrote, "As ye have received Christ Jesus our Lord, so walk ye in him." And again, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, as I put on my coat when I go out." Or when you are speaking to someone, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. And then you're walking in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall be fulfilled of the lust of our flesh. Gosh. As long as we're not under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the flesh will rule over us. And we knew the unspeakable value of the grace of God is given. The Spirit of his Son is in our hearts will cry, "Abba, Father," so that we may walk the whole day in God's presence as his beloved children. So how do you practice a spiritual power? Well, we have the same commission as the disciples. As truly as they did, we need an endowment of power from above us. We need God to give us, inject us with this power. And to receive a spiritual power, we need to become his salt. We have the same promise that the early disciples had. Now let us take the same course they took. They had a measure of the Holy Spirit to help them in prayer, and we have that too. Every Christian possesses a measure of the Spirit of Christ, enough of the Holy Spirit to lead them to true consecration, inspire us with faith, just enough to keep us going, right? And to keep us praying. So, let us then not grieve or resist the Spirit of Christ, but accept the commission, consecrate ourselves, and do the work that God has for us. Get out there and save souls. Let us get on the altar, dedicating all we have and we are, and stay there, persisting in prayer until we receive the endowment of power. Let's pray. Dear Father, I accept the great commission that you have given to all Christians, and I consecrate all that I am and have to be and grow into in your kingdom. I wait now for the filling of the Holy Spirit to give me spiritual power I need to be effective witness for your kingdom. I'm open to going wherever you have me go and do whatever you have me to do to lead others to Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.